life is a gift. From the time you are born till the time you exit the earth, you must make the most of it. But many people go through it and exit without maximizing it. And one of the things that can so limit people without them becoming all that they are supposed to become are the handicaps that exist on earth. Now, if you want life to pay you what you are worth, you must understand Issachar. What is Issachar? So in Issachar, we are going to look at how do we handle handicaps? How do we focus on our strengths so that we can maximize destiny? But I tell you, there are more strengths to focus on than the handicaps that can keep you grounded. I see somebody here maximizing his life, her life, in the name of Jesus.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for your blessings upon our lives. This morning, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Let instruction come to us. Lord, where we need reproof, reprove us. Cause us to be, O Lord, directed, even in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, even in Jesus' name. Amen.
I promised you that we are going to practically work out few things that will help us plan for the next 7 years of our lives. None of us have two lives. Each one of us have one. And when it expires, you cannot come back again until eternity. So it's important we maximize the one that we have. I pray that you maximize your life. Hallelujah. So we've been on a journey, Issachar, overcoming handicaps, focusing on strengths. I pray that you will listen to the messages again and again and again. You'll be instructed. It will help you. Praise God. I wouldn't like to go over everything that we've done. That will take all our time. But you must appreciate that you have more strengths. And your strengths that God gave you outweighs your handicaps. And if you can overcome your handicaps and focus on your strengths, you'll be the best of you. In the next few years, when I meet you, may I be celebrating victories with you and say, because you paid attention to the word of God, your life is victorious. Amen. Sometimes we think we are so handicapped that we forget even about our strengths. But it's not supposed to be so. Hallelujah. My mind is sticking to the story of one man in the Bible called Gideon. Do you remember Gideon in the Bible? Yes. Genesis chapter 6. His story is in Genesis chapter 6. Gideon, from verse 12. Israel has missed God's way, and they find themselves in the hands of the enemies. And they cry unto God, and God picks somebody to be a deliverer. And an angel visits this chosen vessel to be a deliverer. And listen to the salutation of the angel, and look at the response of Gideon. It's a clear description of a man who was so focused on his handicaps that he didn't even know his strengths. And when even the angel was showing him his strength, his mind was still focused on where? His handicaps. You will enjoy the book. Okay. I said a lot. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Have you seen the description of the angel of Gideon? He's speaking to Gideon. You are a mighty man of valor. Valor, valor. Valor means strength. Valor means wealth. Valor means all the blessings you can think about of a man is in valor. A man of resources. a man of great potential. So the angel calls him Mighty Man of Valor. Oh, I can see your name there. And the angel is referring to you as what? A mighty, you know, the word valor, okay? So, valor, mighty man of valor is the same as virtuous woman. The word valor and virtuous are the same word. Okay? Now, the next verse, verse 13. And Gideon said unto him, Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of? Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord had forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now he's pleading the case. He's like, why all these happening if you are with us? But listen to the next verse. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? The next verse. And he said unto him, Oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. You see, God referred to his strength. He is now making emphasis on his, my family is the poorest. And I am the least in my father's house. look at it in NIV. NIV. This verse, verse 15. But Lord, Gideon asked, How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. But God called him a man of valor. You must learn to call yourself what God calls you, not the handicaps you see. I am blessed. I am a man of valor. Are you getting the point? Go back to the King James. I would like us to see a certain detail in King James. Go verse 16. God was still not minding him. Listen to this. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Though he was even going to go with an army, but God said, You one man, you will smite the enemy. I see God accomplishing great things with you. Those of you that always like to say, I don't know anybody. He said, I will smite the Midianites. You will smite them as one man. Look at somebody. Says, you are too much. Oh. You are too much. You must believe in yourself. You are. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you. There are some people, they always need validation from others. Have a certain level of validation in yourself. The fact that when I get to I so believe in myself that I don't wait for somebody to validate me before I believe in myself. When you are always looking for validation from people, if you are not careful, they will trash you. I'm not saying people validating you is wrong, but what I'm saying is that there must be this amount of validation you have in yourself. So much that if anybody won't validate you, you go out with your chest and say, God validates me. Glory to God. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. I pray you hear me today. So we've come a long way. We got to understand that we are the sons of Issachar, and we must have understanding of the times. So last week, we entered something which we are supposed to finalize today. All right? Good. Now, last week, I told you that for you to be able to plan well for the next 7 years, there must be a certain foundation. What foundation did I give you? I said, number one, you must what? Be in constant readiness for the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember it? Number two was what? You must trust in the Lord and ask for his plans for your life. It is the Lord's counsel that shall stand. Remember, God has the blueprint of your life, and the scriptures are there for you. Then the third foundation we saw was what? Be ready for midstream corrections. When you know it is, he tells you, turn left. Don't say no. Since I have taken right, I can't turn. So many people go, they will go and crash. May you respond to midstream corrections. And number four, we said, understand that planning for the future is important for your success. All right? Amen. So we laid these foundations last week. So today we are handling the real deal. All right? Amen. Now, let me get your mind on some few things before we start reading. Now, Psalm 90, verse number 4, verse 10 and verse 12. I know there are people who don't really think that planning for the future is important. And I think they live life by osmosis. It's like, as I get into tomorrow, tomorrow will handle itself. So most of the time, people get into tomorrow and realize that tomorrow didn't prepare for them, because they didn't prepare for tomorrow. Now, as we grow, you cannot live your life like that. And I really want to take your mind off the general way people think. You wait for government before you take decision. You wait for uncle before you take decision. You know, I want God to help me to get you out of that kind of thinking, so that you take charge of your life. If government goes, praise the Lord. If it doesn't, you must have your life in control. Is somebody listening to me at all? Hallelujah. Yeah. So, understand it. Now, in Psalm 90, please, verse number 4, then verse 10 and verse 12, I want to show you something there. For 1,000 years is in thy sight, but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. The next verse. Verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. This is Moses, the man of God, writing about how many years a man spends on earth. He says 70. 70. A score is 20 years. So 70 is 60. So 70 is 20, 20, 20. Do you understand? That is 60. And he says, and 10. So 60 plus 10, 70. And if by reason of strength, they be 80 years. So 80 is what? 80. Come on, talk to me. Is it today that you don't have wrinkles? You may think 80 is far. I pray you hear me out. 80. And he says, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Then look at verse 12. So teach us to number our days. Teach us so that we can count our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So that is what I am trying to help us to do. Am I communicating? Paul the apostle tells us, he says, the days are evil. So redeem the time. Save the time from loss. I pray no day of your life will be wasted. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. Teach us to number our days. This scripture, if you don't know it today, memorize it. I like, there was this tree song. There's this reverend minister who sang it. Mami unu mina kai, minyami na menye nyansa kuma, nyansa kumo, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah. If you don't understand tree, all we are saying is that, teach me to number that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. Wisdom. So, let's get into it. All right. Today we are going to do a lot of reading. That's why I've given you a copy. It's yours. You go home, you take it, and you can go over it again. Okay? Now, preamble. Okay, back cover. How to plan for the next 7 years. Why did I say that we plan for 7 years? I told you last week, I said, God, when they were entering the promised land, said to them, The seventh year is the year of release. The seventh year is the year of release. So when they got into the land, they were even supposed to work the land for 6 years. The seventh year, they were not supposed to touch the land. The land was supposed to rest. So that rest period, because of that, he gave them a bumper harvest right from the fourth, fifth, and sixth years, so that they will rest in the seventh. But they would not lack, because there will be abundance. Then I took your mind also, he said, when somebody had bought a slave, and the slave had labored for him for 6 years, he would release the slave in the seventh year. So the seventh year was called the year of release. That is where the ideology of planning for 7 years come from. So that by the sixth year, you say, hey, look at how far I've come. So by the seventh, you should be doing evaluation and knowing that you have really come far in every area. Does it make sense? I think, let me read you some few scriptures. Deuteronomy. I have to show you a scripture so that, you know, it's not my own ideology that I am just spewing out. Deuteronomy 15, verse 1, please. Verse 1. It says, at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. All right? Thou shalt make a release. And when you go home, you can take time and read the whole of Deuteronomy 15. It speaks concerning the year of release. Does it make sense? All right. I'll give you more, but let's get into this. Now, preamble. The future belongs to those who plan for it. One great leader once said, failure to plan is planning to fail. Planning is an act of faith. So planning is not the lack of faith. Planning is actually an act of faith. Who needs their own planning? If you don't have faith, you won't plan. So when anybody starts planning, it's an act of what? Faith. Planning is an act of faith because it is faith that makes you believe in the future and propels you to start preparing for it. Because if you believe the future will come, you prepare for it. Now, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. Scripture reference, John chapter 16, verse 13. It is God's plan to give us hope and a great future. So it is important we plan for it. So if God says he has a great future for you, why don't you plan for it? It shouldn't come and meet you unprepared. Now, planning sparks, your power of imagination through which you create your world and what happens in it. Somebody is sitting down planning the next model of Mercedes-Benz. Somebody is waiting to arrive tomorrow. We are in 2024. They are getting ready the models for 2025. Just imagine. From now till the end of the year, if I catch you misbehaving, so how would you know I'm misbehaving? Radibe Yachemin. <laughs> 2025 should not come and meet you. You have not prepared. So when it comes, we'll leave it. Let's read. This material is not intending to control you, but guide your thoughts and provide a systematic approach to planning for the next 7 years. It will guide you to honestly. Please, I've sat down on my buttocks to prepare this for you. Don't waste my time. If you won't use it, let me break. People of God, please, it is to guide you to honestly define where you are now in the respective areas of your life, where you want to be the next 7 years in the respective areas, the power of self-discipline in realizing the desired future, the reality of obstacles and how to overcome them, the uncompromising importance of the God factor, and aligning with the purposes of God in Christ Jesus. These five things, that's what this material is to aid you to define. All right? Hallelujah. Good. So now let's go. Personal bio. This one, fill it honestly. Your age, don't put your football age. Nobody is going to take it back. It is yours. Look, if you come and say that you are 16, but you are 25, who are you deceiving? Get serious with life. Get to know, look, this is my age. So when I add 7 years to it, I'm going to be this age. Please, be honest with yourself. There are some people, everything they lie. Everything they will lie. Do you know how many people who don't present their real age? Anyway, so your name, your age. Then how old would you be in 7 years? It's for your own feeling, huh? Are you married or single? Yes, no. If yes, how long? In the next 7 years, your marriage will be... If no, at what age do you intend to be married? You see, you are taking this home. Don't, no need to even fill it here. If you are married, take note that you must plan as a couple to avoid the conflict of interest that will jeopardize your family. Number four, do you have children? Yes, no. Some of you are not married, but you have children. Look, I said, be honest too. Some people, they have children we don't know about. They have children. Some people too, they have a certain number. They are hiding part of their children, and we know part. Look, I've been around for some time. I know what people can do. I've been around for some time. What you should understand is that whether they are your biological children, stepchildren, whatever children, they are still your dependents. So they must be in the planning. So now, when you look at the next one, if yes, how many? How many dependents do you have? Who are not your biological children? That one should be very clear also. Now remember that you must plan for everyone who is a dependent until they reach the independent, responsible phase of their lives. So this is to guide you. Don't sit down there. Say, "Nyame behenu." Me can't say "Nyame behenu." I'm not saying God won't take care of you, but you see, appreciate the place of thinking into the future and coming back into the present to leave it out. So, the next page, page 3. I hope you are here. Are you Issachar?
Yes, your
man. Okay. Now, self-evaluation. Where you are now in the respective areas of your life. You see, I said this to guide you. So, this one, you must have a separate notebook. Then you sit down with it. So let's not read through it in this service. When you go home, you will leave it in your Bible. And now so far. Look, posterity will judge you. I'm telling you. Self-evaluation. Please take note, before you start planning for the next 7 years, do well to evaluate yourself in every area. Ask yourself genuinely, where am I right now? Where am I? Where I find myself? Do I like it? What adjustments should I make? You're about to plan for the next 7 years. The point 3. This will help you know which areas you need improvement and which things you must eliminate in the next phase of life. This will help you in your projections of where you want to be in the next 7 years. Please spend quality time to go through all the areas provided below. Give yourself an honest picture of your state currently. Don't lie to yourself. I owe this amount of money and I am going to repay. What is the repayment plan? Because by 7 years, I shouldn't be owing anybody. Or by the third year, I shouldn't be owing anybody. Or by the second year, I shouldn't be owing anybody. So let's go. The areas of evaluation. Number one, your spiritual standing. Your prayer life. How is it like? So you go and sit down. Say, how many minutes are you able to pray in a day? People will write one. Some people zero. Some people, they don't pray at all. That is dangerous because life is spiritual. So if you are going to plan for the next 7 years and there's no prayer in your life at all, it's a problem. So it's important you evaluate your present state so that you can change. Please, I hope I'm communicating. Your prayer life, your scriptural knowledge. Some of you don't know the Bible at all. At all. You can't even give one memory verse, one quotation. It will be a problem. It will be a problem. Personal consecration. Personal consecration. Have you been able to live holy in the last few years? Your personal consecration. Let's go on quickly. Your faith accomplishments. What things can you put your finger on that you have accomplished by faith in Christ? Then you go to number two. Ministry discovery and involvement. Have you found your place? Are you functioning in the place God has put you? Are you involved in the ministry of Jesus Christ? You must evaluate. Some of you will say no. Some of you say not at all. You are evaluating because we are going to project. Number three, academic progress. What are you doing currently and at what level? Some of you hate academics. If you would add value to yourself, it will help you. There is formal education and informal education. In the next 7 years, are you going to receive some training? Are you going to take some courses? What is going to be your academic vision? First, evaluate where you are now. Then you can project. In the next 7 years, may I meet some of you say, Pastor, I have my doctorate now. When you taught us this, I decided to do my doctorate and I now have my doctorate. May some of you say, I have my master's now. May some of you say, I decided to go into public health as a nurse and now I am there. May some of you tell me, I took this course and this course and this course. Anyway. Number four. Let's all read it. I think I'm the only one reading it. My hand is a mother. Number four. Career. Have you found your path? What is your current focus? Your career. Have you found your path? Are you sure you like what you are doing? 100%. Okay. Number five. Financial status. Okay, read what is inside the brackets. Frugality. Have you been frugal? Have you been frugal? Or you have been wasteful? Frugality simply means you know how to manage the small and still have reserves. Okay? All right. Savings culture. How well is your saving culture? Some of you is sick at default. So you have to recover it in the next 7 years. I hope it's helpful. Okay, the next one, investments. Okay, what have you invested in so far? What investment do you have? The next one. Streams of income. How many streams do you have? How are they doing? Do you owe? Read, please. Go. Do you owe monies? You must pay. Is it so? If you owe 100,000, you must be honesty. if you owe MTN Momo. Anyway, do you know some people are afraid that people will send them Momo because they owe so much? They are afraid that if you, hey! Okay, go on. Now, number six, let's read it. 1, 2, go. Family matters. Relationship with parents and in-laws. You must manage it and know what are you going to do in the next 7 years. Evaluate the one that is passing. Are you getting it? All right. Go. Relationship with spouse. That is if you are married. Go. Responsibilities to your children and other dependents. Okay? You must evaluate what is the current state. Number seven. Capacity building. How far have you built capacity? Do you love reading? What has been your reading culture? Okay? When we weigh you. Spiritual capacity, capacity in your soul, capacity in even your health. When we weigh you, will you be found wanting? Evaluate. Am I communicating? Yes. Number eight. Personal projects. Okay, read. Did you meet targets you set concerning land acquisition, building, business startups? So your personal projects, did you meet targets? You are evaluating. Oh, this is self-evaluation. Okay. Number nine. Personal hygiene and health issues. Evaluate. Do you bath well? You may laugh. You may laugh. But listen to me. Listen. The consequences of not brushing your teeth 2 times will start to show in some few years. Let's get serious. Some of us, we have decayed tooth because we did not do things well some few years ago. Only God knows how many of us that our tooth is rotting inside. We have issues. We have issues. And if you are not careful and you don't take good care, personal hygiene, you don't evaluate, and now in the next 7 years, if, for example, let's look at my age. I must do projections for my health. There are things I should stop eating. There are things, you see, there are sports I must start getting interested in doing. So, Gary Chen Wu. Look, there are things you must do. Personal hygiene and health issues. There are some of you, the best time you like to eat your fufu. It's 11 p.m. Tell me it's not Bible. Pastor, preach. Look, next 7 years. Number 10. Identify obstacles you encountered so that they can be... There are some of you, the way you like sweets. If you don't evaluate, and now in the next 7 years, tell yourself, I won't eat sweets like I do. Some of you may not even have strong sperms to produce babies. You think I'm joking? Yeah. Yeah. Or the sweets will make all your sperms water your children. Okay, now let's go to page 4. Practical. Go home, please. We are ending October. We are entering November. Look, these last 2 months of the year, evaluate your life and project. Page 4. Practical goal setting. Where do you want to be the next 7 years in the respective areas of life? Now, the easiest way to predict the future is to set practical goals. Let's all read the second one. Go. Goal setting is predicting the future by faith. as you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, who reveals that which is to come. So you spend time, you see, you don't just sit down. Say, 2026, I'll be in Canada. 2027, I'll move to Italy. You are not planning. That is stupidity. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will go to, I'll do Masters 2028. You see, you don't really understand what you are writing. Just because we have said less plan, so. People of God. You sit down and you fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I am planning for the next 7 years. May I catch the right pictures for 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028. I heard some people say that Jesus is coming 2028. Anyway, everybody in their belief. I told you, be expecting him. If he comes, we go. If he tarries, we move on. Like 2020, the way he didn't come. Do you know, many people thought that COVID was, he has come. No. Year 2000, he didn't come. Y2K. 2020, he didn't come. I know people are expecting between now and 2030 that he will show up. He may not. If he comes, we go. If he doesn't, we move on. We occupy till he comes. Am I communicating? Yes. Some people say, there will be nuclear war. Listen to me. Listen. There have been several wars. The earth still abides. Whatever it is, plan. There will be nuclear war, so you are waiting to be bombed. Are you expecting that one? You shall hear rumors of wars. It shall not come near us. Plan. So you sit down and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating at all? Oh my God. The third one, read it, go. Goals help you establish the vision for the future and set the strategy for getting there. Good. The next one, read. Goals help you to develop long-term perspective, which is the ability to think forward into the future and then come back to the present moment and use that future goal as a criterion against which to measure present actions and or decisions. So, any decision you are making now, know that it will affect your tomorrow. So, the moment you key into planning like that and you zoom into the future, now, when you come back, you are now measured. It becomes the criterion by which you measure your actions and your decisions. So, for example, maybe you want to travel. Let me use traveling. I'm just using traveling. So this traveling you are taking, have you thought it through? Have you asked yourself all the necessary questions of things that can happen to somebody abroad? How would it affect your family? For example, if you are married, and if you are, let's say, a male or a female, husband, wife, if one is the one going, are you sure you can stay in the weather and fight all the temptations of the women there? I think you don't like me. Do you like me? Am I asking you practical questions? Okay. So, now if you should leave, maybe it's if it's a female, you leave your husband. Are you sure you have all the critical things planned out? What pressure your husband may go through without your presence? And are you ready to handle if your husband should go and pick another woman? Don't tell me whatever. I'm telling you, these are the things that really exist, but people, they don't. So, well, when I go, just 4 years. Just 4 years, I'll come back. 4 years. 4 years. Man, can you control this excellency down there for 4 years? So now you sit down and you plan and you say, look, Anyway, the next. So you are able to measure your present actions. Hello. If I got the money, that could have bought a half plot. But I said I was waiting to get more to buy full. Are you sure you won't squander the money? You see? And the prices of things, land appreciates. Are you sure by the time you are ready, your amount can buy the next one? Let's read it. One, two, go. Goal setting will help you to bring clarity about future intents, which in turn sharpens and improves current decision making. Have you seen sometimes people that you really revered to be very spiritual? By the time you realize they fell into something, most of the time you realize that they were not practical. They thought because you think you are spiritual, you can stand against anything. Yes. So the man is a pastor. He has feelings. When he is traveling, he travels with secretary instead of wife. Pastor, you are not practical. Phronimus is not working with you. Your wife should be following you. You are in a foreign country and secretary is preparing tea for you. And your wife is at home. A lot of Christians are not practical when it comes to sex. Stop that. Be practical. Hey. No, I'm serious. Not practical at all. People of God. I hope you are not angry at me. Look at the next one. Let's all read it. Go. The last one there. One great man said, the quality of your thinking is determined by the accuracy of your ability to predict the long-term consequences of your current actions. Before you take an action, go into the future and read all the consequences and come back and see if you will do it. So, before you do anything, and you don't go into the future to consider, a deal with me, yeah, 5 years' time, then in the basic, then in the baby, what would it bring? What would it complicate my life? Would it bring complications I can't solve? After you have considered all that, come back and see if you will still take that decision. You may change your mind. So, practical goal setting, right? Go to the next page. Page 5. Now, projectional questions in setting goals for the next 7 years. Please remember, this is a guide. It is not going to tell you this is what you must do. No. But it is to guide you. Let's go. Ask yourself, where do I want to be? And what practical steps do I need to take to get there? So now, we go back to the things that we evaluated. Let's look at them. Number one, spiritual standing goals. So your prayer life. How would you want your prayer life to be? All right? Your scriptural knowledge, go. Personal consecration, faith accomplishments. So when you sit down and you have your vision book, everybody go and buy a fresh book and you write your name at the back boldly. They say, this is vision book, 2025 to 2031. So, every day, now I will discipline myself and pray for 15 minutes. It's a goal. It's a goal. And you become what you repeatedly tell yourself. So, you tell, I will pray 15 minutes every day. I will read my Bible 15 minutes every day. It's a goal. It's a spiritual goal. If you don't say it, you may never do it. Scriptural knowledge. I will read the Bible. I will memorize. Am I communicating? So that is for you. Number two, read it. Go. Ministry, discovery, and involvement goals. Have you found where you belong? In what ways are you serving Christ in the church? So, there are some of us, we never get serious with church. We are on and off. Don't treat church like that. Anything you want fruit from, you don't treat it like that. Make up your mind. If I found my place, for example, if this is the place that you think God has placed you, have you found what you must be doing in the ministry? How well are you adding on to the cause of Christ? Am I communicating? Don't leave and by 2031, when we look back, there's nothing you've done as far as church is concerned. All you do is just come on Sunday. Hey, it won't help. Number three, academic progress goes. Adding, go. Please, I want us to read. One, two, go. Good. Check your academic levels. Do you need to upgrade yourself? Some of you need to take some new courses. Some of you need to do some new additions. Maybe a degree. Maybe a master's. Maybe a PhD. Look, don't sit down and let the years go by without adding value. Your worth today, if you maintain that same level and you don't add value, in 7 years, that worth would have been reduced because we will now be measuring it against the value of all others who upgraded themselves. Am I communicating? So if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, if whatever area you find yourself, add value. Whether it is formal or informal, add value to yourself. The next 7 years. So if you are planning for the next 7 years, that means some of them may be 2 years. Some of them may be in the 3 years' time. Sit down and plan. Does it make sense? May I be shaking the hands of some doctors in the next 7 years? Master's holders in the next 7 years. Amen. Degree holders in the next 7 years. Amen. May some people, some people graduate from law school. Amen. Number four, one, two, go. Career development goals. Are you changing the current path or advancing on the same path? These are sensitive questions you must ask yourself. So if you're on a certain career path in the next 7 years, are you going to go on the same path or you are going to divert? It's very sad when you hear people say, hey, na me pese me kwe ipa. I really wanted to do this, but then they just say it like that. And you realize that they didn't see dream come to pass. But it must not happen to you. Career development goals. Number five, go. Frugality, saving culture, investments, multiple streams of income, staying out of debt. May the Lord help all of us. In the next 7 years, when you look back, you say, I don't owe anybody. I don't owe anybody. Nobody will knock on your door. Nobody will send you a message that if you don't have money in your account, 12.5% will be added. Plano, how frugal will you be? Okay. Number six, yes? Family matters goals. You see, these are goals. So let's read what is in the brackets. Go. Relationship with parents and in-laws. Relationship with spouse. Responsibilities toward children. So you must have goals. If, let's say, you have five children, what is the plan for the five? Come on. So, for example, if even the child is in class one, in 7 years' time, the child will be in what? JHS one or two. That's serious. And there's no plan. Do you know why many, many parents at a point cannot build? Because they couldn't be fast to build before their children got into higher learning. When your child hits higher learning, the school fees. So there are things that you should be very smart to do. Now I'm talking to parents. When even the children are small. So you can even start to plan and save towards their education in the future. Or God will pay the fees, isn't it? Yes. I know God will pay the fees. It's God who pays it, isn't it? Oh. Isn't it? Yes. It's God who takes care of us, isn't it? I'm not killing faith. You are becoming wiser. Can you just imagine by the time your child is going to university, you have like maybe even 100,000 or 150,000 somewhere that you know school fees and things. Any day they say that admission has come. So it is not that time, say, Father, he will go next week. Father, you have to show yourself. Show yourself strong. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There's a certain song that is coming to me. Oh, nyame betre o guama onfa no mo aforie. And you knew 6 years ago that he would enter university. Miracle money. Do you know when the children of Israel were in the wilderness? God was feeding them manna. The moment they entered the promised land, manna stopped. They were now supposed to farm. He said he's taking them to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Milk doesn't flow from trees. You have to rear cattle and milk them. Honey, you have to have beehives and make sure there's honey. So a land flowing with milk. The moment they entered the promised land, no more manna. Why did God cut manna and expected them to be doing things? Number 7. Capacity building goals. Read the ones in the brackets. Reading. Special courses. Learning new skills. Learning new skills. I know you are a nurse. Learn some new skills. I know you are a teacher. Learn some new skills. Some of you must take short courses in learning how to bake. Short courses on learning how to sew. New skills. So capacity, huh? You must build capacity, right? I know my own. I know the capacity I'm going to build in the next 7 years. There are some of you seated here in the next 7 years, you should so build capacity that there are other things you can do and you didn't know how to do them even in 2024, but you decided. Go and sit down. Number 8. Even the capacity square, let me talk about reading small. Some of you don't like reading. You read nothing. Leadership belongs to those that read. In every field, get to read. Like reading magazines, journals, books. Have a library. Some of you don't have any library. For the next 7 years, start building some library. Read. We should pray and just cast out demons and go. Read! Number 8. Go. Personal project goals. Land acquisition. Good. So please, if you have traveling plans, a plan. Think through everything very well. Nobody will do that for you. Think through it so that the decision you take is concrete, where you know I've taken the right decision because I analyzed everything I should analyze. Business setups. What you do not start will not grow. If there are businesses you must do, if you start them in 2025, in the next 7 years, 2020, 2031, it will be 7 years already since you started the business. So don't be wasting time. Sit down, plan. Then you know there are different steps you have to take if you have to start something. So what would I start in 2025? How would it go on in 2026? Then, building. Think about owning a land. And those of you that already have land and you have not done anything on it, from 2025 to 2031, what are you going to do on your land? 7 years. And let me tell you something, there's so much grace in this house. If you start a project, the only thing is that don't hide it from me. Just come and tell me. When I step foot there and I say in the name of Jesus, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. You will be surprised. Then in the next 7 years, so, man of God, if you are 30 now, next 7 years, you are 37. Oh, I can't credit you with the 40. Look, don't. You see, so now you tell yourself, when will I live in my own house? Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of, you know, you may say, oh no, Pastor, you do, let's focus on some other things. Would you focus on some other things? Just imagine you have no prayer topic of paying rent. How prosperous you'll be. Land acquisition. Those of you two that don't have land, do you have a vision for it? Okay. I said growth targets, huh? Set growth targets for yourself in every area. Okay, let's go on. Number 9, quickly. Go. Yes. Eating and drinking habits, uh-huh. Bodily exercise, uh-huh. You see, I will say it too. Have goals. I would force myself and drink water. Don't say, oh, when I'm thirsty, I'll drink water. You see, the best drinkers are those who don't get thirsty before they drink. Your body needs water. You say, oh, but this one, is it important? You won't survive if you don't eat. You say, oh, but you don't plan for eating. Really? Really? No wonder you only eat starch. You don't plan for eating. No wonder all your foods are just starch. Fufu, emo, benku, dokuno, chioza. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Check the fruits that God told them to eat when they got into the promised land. You will see God cares about your health. You see, a great life is not simple like that. You must take responsibility. Yes. You must take responsibility. Take responsibility. I know you are going through a lot of problems, but focus on what we are dealing with. It will help you. That's what somebody is saying in the mind. Okay. So your bathing, please take bathing serious. Bodily exercise. Huh? Some of us must start doing some press ups. It will help you. It will help you. Don't say it doesn't matter. Some of us must join some people who play tennis. Get into some sports. Bodily exercise profited little. So what is your plan for bodily exercise in the next 7 years? So you break it down. Every day, what little thing can I do to help my body? Because your spirit lives in this body. If your body should go off, your spirit can't function. Take good care of yourself. Eat properly. Drink properly. Stop eating nonsense. Forgive me for my words, but stop eating nonsense. There's a certain brand I don't want to mention, but it's a noodles brand. And they add spices. And they add many things. You are eating so many spices in the next 7 years. Don't blame anybody when you have a heart attack. You say, no, is the pastor saying? I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm telling you, if you don't check your eating habits, heart attack doesn't respect anybody. Anyway, let me move on. Number, marital destiny goals. Those of you who are not married, in these 7 years, you want to marry. Yeah, you must set goals. I wish I could meet only those people. Later. Because of time, let's go. Please remember to engage the Holy Spirit in prayer, for he shall direct your path. He shall guide you into the mystery of his will for you. He may choose several ways to talk to you. Dreams, prophecies, rhema word, counsel, and the still small inner voice. Okay? So in whatever way the Lord communicates to you that you hear, may you hear him. Let me say this. Those who are not married, who wants to marry? Whether you're a male or a female, if you have not found anybody yet, and you still want to talk to the Lord about it, I know that somebody will say, just leave it to the Lord and say, Lord, whoever you have prepared for me. Don't make that mistake. What kind of man do you want? What kind of woman do you want? Somebody say, no, pastor, it doesn't work that way. It works. It works. I said it works. Lord, I want somebody who fears you. Will God not answer that prayer? Lord, I want a handsome man who is ugly. All I'm saying is that, can you imagine writing all these qualities and sticking it in front of your mirror? Because that's where, if you're a lady, that's where you watch every morning, saying, my husband is showing up. Ha! You are showing up. You say, oh, would it work? Very soon, you come and tell me, pastor, somebody says he likes me. Anyway, later we'll talk. Now, you must dream big, have faith for a great future, but be ready to pay the necessary price for the desired future. The next one. Be discerning to know the right environment for seeds. That is potential. Now, in wildlife, they said that there's this sea creature. If you remove it from the sea and you put it in a pond or an aquarium, it grows to the size that can live in the aquarium. But if you remove it and put it in the sea, you can't restrict its growth. In life, it doesn't matter how strong your potential is. If you find yourself in the wrong environment, your seed may never see the light of day. So it's important in your course, in your journeying, you ask questions. Am I in the right environment? This may apply to several things of your life. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. And you'll be surprised. The Lord may remove you from certain environments into certain environments. Joseph was never going to be a prime minister in that environment called Canaan. They were not even doing prime minister system there. And he was surrounded by jealous brothers. Where was his seed going to prosper? He had to be removed into a different environment. And then the seed in him showed up and he became all that God wanted him to be. So if it is your career that you chose, that is the wrong environment for your seed. I see the Lord as you plan. He will pick you and put you in the right environment. And you'll be sensitive to move. Am I communicating? Yes. Quickly, the power of self-discipline. The power of self-discipline in realizing the desired future. The first point, let's all read it. One, two, go. Never say, that's just the way I am. When you lack self-discipline in certain areas, so don't give yourself the excuse, maybe it's an amateur, and yes, I'm out here. Stop that, else you won't improve. The next one, go. You can develop any discipline or habit desirable and necessary. It may not be easy, but it is worthwhile. Okay? The next one. Don't try to change several things about yourself at one time or develop several disciplines for yourself simultaneously. Decide upon the one discipline that can be most helpful to you per time. Some of us, for example, punctuality is very bad. So you can tell yourself, I will be on time for every meeting from 2025. It's a discipline goal. It's a discipline goal. Some of you, you have a problem with, if even you are in a meeting and somebody annoys you, you don't think before you talk. Yes, you can have a discipline goal that tells yourself, I will think before I speak. So you say to yourself, you see, you affirm these things. I will think before I speak. So by the time you are speaking, you realize that you hold yourself and think about it before you speak. Else, 2025, you will go and be angry at a meeting that should bring you millions. And they will give it to you. Is somebody listening to me at all? By the time you finish speaking, they say, look at him. Hey, don't give it to him. Anyway, the next one. Your basic need is to focus and concentrate on a single discipline until it is locked in and becomes a part of your personality. Then you can move on to develop the next discipline on your list. So you must have a list of disciplines you would like to develop. Nobody will do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. The next one. Every act of discipline strengthens and reinforces all your other disciplines. At the same time, every weakness in discipline weakens your other disciplines. You must be vigilant because everything counts. Okay? Good. The next one. You will actually become what you say to yourself over and over again. So say the right things. The next one. Promise yourself that you will persist in the development of the new disciplines until they become habits. So if you want to discipline yourself to pray every day, it is believed that if you do something repeatedly for 3 weeks, it should become a habit. Sometimes it may go beyond, but then you tell yourself, I am going to do this. Is somebody listening at all? Okay, the next one. Don't rush through things. Always remember the importance of a long-time perspective. Always consider consequences of your words or behavior before you act. Okay. Now, the next one. Break the 7 years into seven and plan for each year separately. Then you can do a summary of your plans and see how your 7 years look like. Does it make sense? Now go to the last page. Let's just consider the last page and we are done for today. I hope I have helped somebody here. This is the victory even our... Now, sometimes you sit down, you do a lot of planning, you have it all made and things, then something comes up. Something hits you, bam! It's like, I planned this, but something has hit me. Sometimes if you are not careful, you throw away all the plans. So now, you must know how to overcome the obstacles and the challenges that come. And it is faith. Faith in Christ gives us the upper hand in every situation. I said faith in Christ gives us the upper hand in every situation. So, you must be ready. If there are obstacles and challenges in the course of seeing your plans come to pass, you must be in faith where you are boldly confronting anything and saying, I will defeat you in the name of Jesus. Hey, am I communicating to somebody at all? Still, it is your faith that hooks you up to the uncompromising importance of the God factor. Know that without God, nothing works as a child of God, right? So your faith in him must be alive. Glory. Glory. So when you say, God will do it, it doesn't mean you are sitting idle. God will do it. Then you have your part you are what? Doing. He is faithful. He will do his part. Your faith in him must be intact. That I will see the next 7 years and it will be glorious. I will see 2025. Everything will work perfectly. The ones that I set for 2026, everything will work perfectly. 2027, everything will work perfectly. Are you seeing that far? Are you seeing that far? Are you getting the point? 2028, 2029, 2030, 2031. By the time we are at crossover service, you say, hi. So by November, December 2031, you will be planning for the next 7. Is somebody listening at all? And lastly, I pray that you'll be aligned with the purposes of God in Christ Jesus. Now let me say something short there, Mapong. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. So please, go home and be honest with yourself. This material I've given you, if you are not honest with yourself, sit down and consider. And you throw it away. I know you will still make it in the next 7 years. But you know that there's a difference. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. How many things? How many things? And for thy pleasure they are and were created. So every created thing must give God pleasure. Let me correct this notion. It is not only when you become a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist or a teacher or that you give God pleasure. Why do I say this? Value everything that God has placed in you. If all of us become full-time pastors, it won't work. There are those God will call into full-time ministry. And everybody must see where God places you as a point where there's a calling you must fulfill and bring pleasure to God. So any field you find yourself, you are a minister of God there. Am I communicating at all? And you must bring God pleasure. How do you bring God pleasure? Succeed there. And let others know that those who serve Christ, they succeed. And your life will be a great example for many to follow. Don't fail in your family life and tell me I was preaching. And the devil doesn't like the preacher's marriage, so he spoils it. Hey, preacher. He said, the preacher's kids are all spoiled. Why? Because they serve God. They don't have time for their children. So their children is for a preacher. Preacher. So you had time for other people's children. You didn't have time for your own. And they all spoiled. How does God give God pleasure? Make up your mind. Everything about your life must give God pleasure. And your failing doesn't give him pleasure. So every area you find yourself, you must have it in your mind. All things were created. For thou hast created all things. All things. All. So if I'm a mechanic, I must give God pleasure in that trade. If I'm a teacher, I must give God pleasure. Am I communicating? Yes. Let that be your heart desire. I must give God pleasure. So when you come to church, you are built and you go out there and you shine. And those who are also called into full-time ministry, we will do our part. Somebody shout a living amen. Are you going to plan for the next 7 years? Have I helped you? I'm giving you a foundation. Go and make sure you build upon it. Don't go throw it away. And I tell you, you will be celebrating at the end of 2025 and say, wow, I am on course. Hallelujah. 2025 is just at the corner. How would that year be like? All other obstacles may come, but they won't stop you. Sit down and plan. Hallelujah. And I pray your foundation is sure. Christ is your foundation. Your building will be strong. Your life will be strong. in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a living amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.